This is GQDN for Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. To get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Do it, do it, do it. Put in the promo code QUEST. That gives you 25% off of your purchase. It's really good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Xbox. A surprise happened. And here comes some delisting. Video games. But we begin today with GTA 6. And according to Eurogamer, we'll have a couple other news entries here. But we'll start with Eurogamer. Take-Two said that GTA 6 will still be available in 2025. Late 2025. Now, they also said that Borderlands 4 and Mafia: The Old Country will have a fiscal year 2026 launch date, which means that they will arrive between April 2025 and March 2026. And the in-development game from Bioshock, creator Ken Levine, did go through those games, through his list, and he did say that back in February last year, they said that they would be launching the game by the end of March 2025. And that is something that the publisher is no longer stating. Now, there was a trailer that was released at the Game Awards in 2022, but we saw another one in January this year, but nothing more after that. And there it was talking about Judas. But Strauss Zelnick did say also that they released GTA 5 nearly a decade ago, and right now it continues to outperform the sales expectations. So here's what he said, quote, "Sales of Grand Theft Auto 5 outperformed the expectations, and to date, the title has sold more than 205 million units worldwide. Grand Theft Auto Online also exceeds our plans, driven by sustained engagement with the summer content pack, the bottom dollar bounties, and array of updates, including new multi-stage assault on ATT-16 mode and experience improvements such as the new anti-cheat system for PC versions of Grand Theft Auto Online." Now, he did say that GTA 6 will be available indeed next year as well, but he also said via GameSpot.com that the game will not be relying on sequels. So here's what he said, quote, "We're different than a lot of other big companies. It's tempting for a big company to rest on its laurels. We know that if we put out a sequel, it's a lower risk proposition than new intellectual property, but everything degrades. And even though most of our franchise sequels tend to do better than the prior release, we're really proud of that because not standard for the industry. The truth is there is the thing called decay and entropy, and it's a feature of physics and human life and everything that exists on Earth. And ultimately, everything does decay, including hit titles. So if we're not trying new things to make new intellectual property, we're to say we're resting on our laurels really understates it. We're really running the risk of burning the furniture to heat the house, and that doesn't end well." But he also said, via GameSpot.com again, that GTA 6 and Borderlands 4 won't be released close together. And there he was talking to Variety, because he would think that these huge releases wouldn't be safe to stack up against each other. Then he went around and talked to IGN on his rounds, and he was talking about GTA 6 on his fall release, and Borderlands 4 also has a 2025 release date, and the Borderlands live-action movie was released this past August in a poor reception. But he didn't foresee it to have a negative impact on the game franchise ahead of the entry release. Here's what he said, quote, "So I don't think it hurt at all. If everything, I think it may have helped a little bit. It does highlight something that I've spoken about many times, which is the difficulty of bringing our intellectual property to another medium," end quote. And once again, that's where he was talking to IGN. And Borderlands 4, if you remember, was announced during the Gamescom opening night live this past August. Ever since then, the game has been pretty well locked up. You know, in that chest that you have behind your couch, just saying. But that is going to happen. but we'll see when both games will be released by Take-Two. Sega, on the other hand, via PushSquare.com, is going to be delisting a bunch of retro games. And they'll be delisting the Mega Drive and the Dreamcast games from different storefronts on the 6th of December, which means that all the PlayStation 3 games from Sega will be gone from the PlayStation Store. But if you own the game, it will remain in your library. PC and Xbox will have a lot of games removed, with the games like Sega Bass Fishing, Crazy Taxi, Nights in the Dreams. Now, Sega could be planning some new classics like Jet Set Radio, Golden Axe, and Virtua Fighter, which is what we talked about earlier this week, but they're not expecting to make the originals available in some form. So we'll see what comes from Sega after all this plays out. Now, PlayStation did something really surprising. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the PlayStation sold an exclusive IP to the developer, and because of that, Death Stranding's Director's Cuts is going to Xbox Series X and S. You heard that right. Death Stranding is going to be on Xbox, which means Sony might be warming up to the idea of putting its IPs on Xbox. Now, Kojima Productions did purchase Death Stranding from Sony, and they did put the game on Xbox Series X and S, which is why they might be thinking about this. That Kojima Productions on Twitter did say, quote, Death Stranding Director's Cut, Xbox Series X and S edition and Windows PC edition on sale today, a special limited time offer of 50% off. For more details, go check out Xbox. Indeed, indeed, indeed. So if you like Death Stranding, you wanted to play it on your Xbox, time to get it. We're going into Nintendo for a bit. We'll talk about Xbox after this. Because the Famitsu sales was now reported on NintendoEverything.com. So, Switch OLED, 39,000, almost 40,000. Switch Lite, almost 16,000. Those are the top two. So, of course, Nintendo Everything report on this. And that was just in the Japanese hardware sales. We'll say this is everywhere else. Maybe it was just in Japan. Switch OLED, 46,000, just over. Switch Lite, almost 16,000. And of course, they put all the downloads on. But DualShockers did say that StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft II Campaign Collection trailer is now on Xbox Game Pass. So, once again, you want to play that on Xbox, go get it. But you might want to wait till after this, because there are some Xbox games that will be free from today through the weekend, you Xbox users, from purexbox.com. Be Across the Obelisk, Astroneer, Illudin Chronicle Rising, Train Sim World 5. Those are the only ones. Go enjoy it. We'll have more news tomorrow, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.